it? It's probably the kids from the study group.
Hey!
Where's Susie?
Hi, everybody!
Yeah, where is it?
I wonder where the other guys are. Oh, that must be them. My mom will let them in.
So, have you got the report written yet?
You must be kidding. We haven't even started.
Oh, boy. You're really losing it. We thought you'd be finished by now.
Speaking about losers, where's Rap and Randy?
I don't know why Mrs. Jackson assigned that guy to our group. Our report's about baseball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why do we have to end up with a kid who couldn't even make the team?
Oh, Randy's not so bad. He's the smartest one in the class.
Smart? Yeah, he's real smart. That kid couldn't find his way to first base without a roadmap.
Come on, guys, cut it out. That must be him.
Randy, we're here to write a report, not have a sleepover. What's with the suitcases?
Oh, these? It's my baseball memorabilia collection. I kind of thought some of these things would be helpful.
Gee, Randy, memorabilia? Looks like a bunch of old junk to me.
Come on, Christy. It's not junk. Look at this, a program from the 1940s World Series between Cincinnati and Detroit.
Big deal. With this report due in 2 weeks, a lot of good that stuff is gonna do.
Well, Mrs. Jackson said our report was supposed to capture the drama, excitement, and suspense of the game of baseball. Look at this. My grandfather's collection of newspaper clippings should be a big help.
Hey, do you suppose we could use these things to tell about the old-time ballplayers? Guys like Honus Wagner and Jackie Robinson and Casey Stengel?
Sure. We could even write about some of the wild and crazy things that happened during the games.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get to it. I suggest we start by...
Hang on a minute. Who made you head of this committee? You didn't even make the school baseball team.
I just thought, well, since I know a lot about baseball, I thought maybe...
You thought maybe what? Forget it, Randy. We need a person who can...
Hold on a second. I think Randy would make a fine chairman. Just because he's not a star on the ball field doesn't mean he doesn't love the game or know anything about it. I say we give him a chance. Come on. What do you say?
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
You say so.
Well, let's get going.
Susie, before we start, do you think we could have a little snack?
Christy, you just got here. We haven't done anything yet.
But I'm hungry, and I only had 3 meals today.
Come on, Christy. Try toughing it out. We've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Tell you what, let's get something accomplished, and we'll have a 7th-inning stretch a little later.
Well, Randy, since you're the chairman, where do we begin?
The best place to begin would be at the beginning. Back in the days when they pitched underhand and the ball was nothing more than a ball of yarn with a cover stitched on it.
Yeah, and my dad said in the early days you could throw the runner out by hitting him with the ball.
Not only that, before 1863, if you caught the ball on one bounce, it was an out.
Gee, things were sure different then. Randy, when did it all begin?
I sure wish we could have been there in those early days of baseball.
If only we were there.